Jesus Christ. I want you to turn with me, please, in the Word of God again to the book of Psalms once again and to the Psalm number 91. We started last Sunday morning looking at this psalm, and we will be there over the next number of weeks in the will of the Lord. Now, I have placed before you a challenge to read this psalm every day and also to learn the psalm. So I wonder how many of you have been able to learn the first seven verses of the psalm, or maybe even the first eight verses if you're doing really well. So I wonder how many of you have done that. If you have, maybe you could let me know and let me know how your reading of the psalm is getting on and how your learning of the psalm is getting on as well. Get in touch with us and let us know how all that is going. But let's take time to read this psalm again together. So take your Bible, please, turn with me to the psalm number 91. The psalm number 91, we've entitled this series, A Psalm for Perilous Times. And I trust that it will be a comfort and encouragement to our hearts as we think upon it today. Psalm number 91, so if you found the place there, let's read it together. And as I read it, it'd be good if you read along, perhaps with your family, with your husband or your wife. Let's read this psalm all together, please. Psalm number 91 and the verse 1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. May God again bless the reading of His word to our hearts. Let's have a wee word of prayer as we come to His word just now. Father and our God, we thank Thee, Lord, for being with us. And our Heavenly Father, we pray now that as we just spend these moments around the Word of God, we pray, Lord, that Thy word will come and be an encouragement to our hearts. Speak to us, O God, we pray. Lord, bless each one who's listening, each one who's watching. Our Heavenly Father, we pray You'll come and speak to us all out of the Word of God. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So last Lord's Day, we looked at the opening verse of the psalm and noticed some things about the secret place. That place away from everything else, that shelter that's found alone in Almighty God. And what a place it is. What a blessed place the secret place is, as we noticed last week. At all times in our life, but particularly in troubles and in perilsome times such as we're living in right now. But this morning we want to continue on in our studies in the psalm, and we turn our attention this morning to verse number 2. Look at verse 2 with me, please. Verse number 2, Psalm 91 and verse 2, it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. In verse number 1, we thought about the secret place in the perilous times. But now in verse number 2, we want this morning to think about the sweet assurance in these perilous times. The sweet assurance in these perilous times. We ended last week by looking at some of the names that were given to God there in verse 1, the Most High, the Almighty. And it is as the psalmist dwells on the names of God that this created confidence and assurance and calmness in his heart. Now there's something very important that I want you to notice here. Something very important that must be stated right at the very start of what we want to say. This sweet assurance that we will consider this morning is not some sort of blanket promise. It's very specific, because when we consider that it follows on from those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High and those who abide under the shadow of the Almighty, it's when we dwell there, it's when we abide there, that then this sweet assurance comes. We can't expect to find this sweet assurance that we look at today if we do not dwell in the secret place, if we do not abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But for the Christian, for the believer, to enjoy this sweet assurance, we must of necessity, therefore, dwell in the secret place. I trust this past week you've been there. We must of necessity abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And yet how wonderful it is that if we abide there, if we dwell there, that particularly in these days of worry and trouble and upset, if we abide close to the Lord, if we dwell in Him, if we consider His character, if we learn more about Him, then we can have this sweet assurance that the psalmist had when he was able to say there in verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. You see, here's the psalmist's testimony. Here's the sweet assurance. Here's the result of dwelling in the secret place alone with God. I will say. I'll dwell, I'll proclaim. Folks, you won't get this sweet assurance by listening to the news. You won't get this sweet assurance by scrolling through social media constantly and continually. You'll not get this sweet assurance as you are glued to all that's happening. And yes, we need to be kept informed. But we will only get this sweet assurance when we dwell in that secret place, when we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Before we look at this sweet assurance that this verse contains, I want us to see that this really is a very personal, it's a very profound testimony of the psalmist here. It's profound in the fact that he states the existence of God. He states his reality. Now, if you were with us on Thursday night past at our discipleship course and were watching in and listening in, you will have known how that we started the series on beholding our God, thinking about the existence of God, about the reality of God, and what a comfort that brings to us even in such days. Well, here's the psalmist doing the exact same thing. Verse number 2, he says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. In other words, he starts off the sweet assurance with the confidence that God is. He brings before us the reality of God. The Lord, He is. There's no doubt in the mind of the psalmist. There's no debating, no disputing about the existence of God. He states it clearly. And as a result, this brings him into this place of great confidence. A very profound statement. The Lord is. What a comfort in hard times. What a joy. Even in days that we're living through right now. Days that we have never known before. All the restrictions and all the curfews and all the stringent laws that would hinder our everyday life. Yet how comforting it is to know that while our society, our lifestyle, our homes, our families have been turned upside down in a matter of days, while all around us is changing, yet God remains the same. God is this morning. Today in heaven, you see, there is no panic. Today in heaven, there is no fear. Today in heaven, there is no confusion in the mind of God. There is no anxiety. In the midst of all of this today, God is. God is. He is still God today. God still lives. God still reigns today. Not only something profound, but see something personal. Look what he says. My refuge. My fortress, the Most High God, the Almighty God, the Sovereign God, the God who created, the God who controls, the God by whom all things consist, the God who flung the stars into space, the God who set the world in order, the God who orders all things according to His will, the God who is in control of all things, the God who knows the end from the beginning, the God who is on the throne of heaven right now, is our God, my God. If you're saved today, you're in that covenant relationship with Almighty God. He is our Heavenly Father. We are His children. My God. On the resurrection morning, a day which was filled with gloom and sadness for the disciples of Christ, they thought their Lord was dead. They'd watched Him be hung to a cross. They watched Him be placed in a tomb. But they thought He was gone. They thought He wasn't coming back. But then that resurrection morning, He arose in triumph out of the grave. And He appeared to Mary and to the other woman. And then He appeared to the disciples later on. But there was one disciple who was missing that day when the Lord appeared in that resurrection morning. It was Thomas. And Thomas wasn't there, but the other disciples told Thomas, you know, the Lord is risen, Thomas. But Thomas wouldn't believe it. Thomas said, unless I put my hands into His side and my fingers into the scars in His hands, I won't believe it. 8 days later, the Lord appeared to Thomas. And the Lord said to him, put your fingers into my hands that are scarred with the nails. Put your hand into my side that was pierced for your sin. And Thomas put his fingers into the hands of his Savior. His hand into the side. And then he was able to say, my Lord, my God. All the time he thought his God was dead. All the time he thought his Lord wasn't coming back. But then he was able to say with confidence, my Lord, my God. He realized his God was alive. And we need to believe today like never before and know with that great assurance that our God is alive today. Like Thomas, we can claim that relationship with Him, my Lord and my God. Let me ask you today, do you know Him as your Lord? Is He the Lord and Master of your life? Do you know Him as your Savior today? Have you been saved? Have you ever come to God in salvation? When the storms rage about you, where do you run to? Where do you find this refuge that we'll look at? Oh, you're far from God today, perhaps, still in your sin. Oh, would you not come today and claim the Lord as your own? Would you not, by saving faith and repentance from your sin, come and claim the Lord today as your own? And yet, for all those who are saved, for those who are abiding in Christ, we can say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. Claim that relationship today that you have with the Lord. And know that God will take care of you. Know that God will meet your need. Know that God will provide for you. Be not dismayed today. God is alive. God still cares. God still reigning. God still ruling in the affairs of men and nations. And God will not leave you comfortless. God will not leave His people. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will, dear believer, God will take care of you. As we close this morning, the sweet assurance, I want you to see that there is serenity here. There is serenity. It says, He is my refuge. A refuge is a place where you go to when you're in trouble or in some sort of difficulty. When the storms of life batter you and the problems of life pile upon you, you seek refuge somewhere. You get caught out in a shower of rain, perhaps, and you've got no coat or no umbrella on you. You try to find somewhere to hide from the rain, to keep yourself dry. Maybe when the troubles come into your home, and there's sickness, perhaps, or there's financial problems, you seek some place of help. Maybe some refuge, perhaps even in a friend, in your husband, in your wife, a loved one. You seek refuge in them. You go to them because you know you'll have a listening ear, someone you can share your problems with, and brings you peace. Maybe when you're at work and there are issues there and pressures and you just want to go home, home's a refuge for you. You just want to go through your front door and shut out all the issues that you've had to deal with. It's a place of refuge. It's a place of serenity. It's a place of peace, even in the storms of life. The psalmist said, "He is my refuge." Speaks about serenity. It speaks about peace. Of course, this place and verse 2 is not a place, it's rather a person, because he identifies his refuge in verse 2. "I will say of the Lord." The Lord is his refuge. The Lord is his peace. You'll see there, look at verse 2. It's capitalized. The word Lord is capitalized. It's referring to the Jehovah God, the covenant-keeping God, that name that was so sacred. Yet that person so serene. I know there are many troubled hearts today, many of God's people who are worried and anxious. Oh, stay your heart and mind on the Lord our God, Jehovah God. Keep your thoughts in Him. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed in thee because he trusteth in thee. The only way we can stay our mind on the Lord is to be in the Word of God, to read His Word. If the writer of the psalm is Moses, as we suggested to you last week, surely he would have known what it was to have this refuge, this place of peace, hiding in the Lord. How often did Moses have to deal with a people who grew so weary so quickly? A people who raised their voices against the Lord so easily. And how often did Moses continually and constantly look to the Lord as he led the people through the wilderness? What burdens bore down upon God's servant? And yet he was able to say in the midst of it all, "The Lord's my refuge. The Lord's my peace." You see, the storms of life bring us closer to the Lord. That's the blessed effect. And this crisis that is engulfing our world and nation today, it must have the effect of bringing the people of God and the Church of Christ closer to the Lord. Must have the effect of showing us that we need Him more than ever before. That as we pass through those times of affliction and adversity, that we run to the Lord and we hide in Him, and there we have peace, even in the midst of the storm. There's serenity here. There's also security here. It says, "My fortress." Not just a place of peace, but a place of protection. And when the troubles of life blow and the pathway of our life takes an unexpected and unplanned twist and turn, having found peace in the Lord, then we also find protection in the Lord. You think of a fortress, a place that cannot be penetrated. Such are the strength of its makeup and its construction. Those who are inside the fortress, they are guarded. The fortress is guarding them. The fortress is round about them to defend them, to protect them from all that's going on around outside. The fortress is that place of security. And you, for the child of God today, we have a fortress. And our fortress is the Lord. We are in God through Christ. We are in Him who is our fortress. When all that's going on around us, yet we can hide in Him and have that security. He is around about us. In Psalm 125 in the verse 2, we read, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people." And as the psalmist looked to the mountains that engulfed and encircled the city of Jerusalem, he thought about how the Lord was surrounding and encircling and protecting and defending his people. Listen today, God is for us. And who can be against us? God is round about his people. God is round about you today, dear believer. In those things that trouble you and worry you and bring great concern to your life right now, God is above you. God is beneath you. God is around you. God is your fortress. What assurance that there is nothing, nothing that is able to penetrate the defenses of Almighty God. Again, the names of the Lord and the consideration of the reminder of these names provide great comfort and confidence to the psalmist. Most High, the Almighty, the Lord, God, his holiness, his powerfulness, his graciousness, his greatness, nothing is able to penetrate the fortress that is our God. What a testimony. What an unshakable confidence he had in the greatness and in the power and in the defense of his God, my refuge, my fortress. He's my serenity, he's my security. But finally, there's also stability. At the end of verse 2, he says, in him will I trust. He is my God. There's his confession of faith. There's his life story all summed up there. He is my God. He wasn't ashamed to declare his faith in God. He wasn't ashamed to be counted amongst the people of God. He wasn't a secret disciple. And surely today, and we made mention of this even in the message that we put out to our young people on Friday night, use this as an opportunity to share with others about the Lord. Use this crisis that's engulfing us today to share with others about your faith in the Lord. God was his stability. His faith was in God. And when all around was changing and all around was fleeting, he was realizing that all he needed was God. I said last week, and I believe it to be true still, that through all of this, God is speaking not only to the ungodly world, but God is speaking to his church, to his people today. And so many things we thought we needed, so many things we depended upon, so many things we relied upon, so many things we replaced God with. We needed faith plus this. We needed faith plus that. And all the time, all we needed was faith in our God. God has removed all those things from us now to realize that we only need him. That realization that he is all we need today. The psalmist knows that the peace that his Lord provides will not fail. The psalmist knows that the protection that his Lord provides will not fail. And so what does he do? He simply trusts in the Lord. He said, as we go through this storm, I'm just going to trust thee. I'm going to ride this storm. I'm going to hide safe in this storm till the storm passes by. In Jehovah, his faith alone is grounded. The Lord was his only hope. The Lord Jehovah is his hope. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. Where is your trust throughout this time of crisis? The coronavirus sweeping, engulfing this world. Where's our hope? Where's our confidence today? Yes, we pray for those who are working night and day to keep this virus from getting any worse. We thank God for them. For the medical staff, for the delivery drivers, for the shop workers, for all those who are seeking to do what they can. We pray for our government. We pray for our Prime Minister. We pray for those in the royal family. We pray for our Queen. We pray for our national leaders. But our trust is not in them. Our trust alone is in the Lord God Almighty. My God, in him will I trust. There was the stability in his life. Everything was changing. But the Lord remained the same. Therefore, he could trust him. Right now in our country, there's very little, precious little stability. Rather, there's upheaval, there's upset, there's uncertainty, there's insecurity. But thank God he hasn't changed. He is still the Lord today. He is still our refuge. He is still our fortress. He is still our rock. And therefore, we can trust in him. He'll guide us. He'll lead us. He'll bring us through. We don't know the way ahead. We don't know how things will work out in the days ahead. It's all unknown to us, but it's all known to him because he has planned it all. And we simply trust him. We follow him. We can trust him even in the darkest of days. In the 1988 Winter Olympics that were held that year in Calgary in Western Canada, there are a group of blind skiers who trained for the slalom skiing. Sounded impossible, but they did it. And they did it by each of them being paired up with a skier who could see. And in their pairs, they were taught on the flat ground, first of all, of how to make the right turns and the left turns. And each individual blind skier, as they partnered along with a skier who could see, the instructions would have been shouted to turn right or turn left at the various points, and as they maneuvered their way down the course, they knew where to go. And as they obeyed the commands, as they negotiated the course, they crossed the finish line, and they were depending solely on the word of those who could see. They couldn't see because of their physical blindness. But they trusted in the one who could see to get them through all the twists and turns, to bring them out at the end. We can't see the way ahead. We don't know the way ahead today. We are blind to the way ahead. But we must place our trust in the one who knows the way ahead, who sees the way ahead, because he's planned it that way. And as we maneuver our way through the twists and turns over the next number of weeks and months, in God will I trust. I don't know the way, but he does. I can't see the way, but he does. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live for day from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, its skies may turn to grey. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus did, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Oh, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand. Isaiah, the Lord speaking through the prophet Isaiah, was able to say, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Fear thou not, the Lord says, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will help thee, yea, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." That's why we can trust the Lord. We can place our faith entirely, totally in him. What sweet assurance. The serenity, the security, and the stability. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. May we all be able to say that today. And as we do so, may it bring sweet assurance, even in the midst of all that's going on. And as we dwell and as we abide close to the Lord, then our souls will be still and our souls will be at peace.